So what was the part of this journey that helped you to kind of like stay motivated as you went through the process? I feel like you're gonna say me. Look at me.
You like, and?
Okay,
you
okay, and. Okay, okay.
You and? I would say, even in the middle of this process, you know, I dealt with some like crazy health hormonal stuff that, you know, honestly, we're still coming on the other side of right now as we speak. And I think there was a moment that it was, you know, the weight loss, the fitness, the nutrition that was a focus for so long. And then it was like, oh no, this is the perfect example of like real life, because you still have endometriosis. Mm-hmm. You still have fibroids. All of these things are realistic in your life. Now let's figure out how this actually impacts your life. Like not just your well-being, but these things that are still present, what does that look like? And, you know, and I have to, this is where I have to give you the shout out, because when my own gyno wasn't listening to me, you were listening to me. You were fighting for me. And I appreciate that beyond so much. Like, I know my message that day where I was like, I am sick.
You're not listening to me.
I canceled my appointment. And so there were, I guess, real life practices that kind of shifted this from just a exercise, you know, like, you know, we're getting healthy, but like, okay, now when your health is really at the forefront of this, what do you do? And so I'm so grateful that you guys were working on the other side of figuring out what we can do for me. Like, I really felt like I had a team behind me when it was like, what is going on with her cycle? What, you know, what's happening with her hormones? Like, is the, and, you know, and I think the part that was so real for me was I just had a surgery, my fourth surgery, a year before. You know, I had it February of 22. And so the fact that we were kind of dealing with stuff in the summer, you know, late summer of 23, I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? But I'm honestly glad that it happened, because I had, you know, I have you guys that were able to be right in the midst of it, to say, okay, this is what we can do from a nutrition standpoint. This is what we can do from a fitness standpoint. And I mean, that first cycle after, we were like, okay.
That was good. It was good, you guys. It was really good. And what Tanisha's talking about is, within the private coaching program, I have a team that I work with, which is a functional registered dietitian and a functional nutrition coach. And they can both like evaluate lab results. They can order gut testing for us. They can do all these great things. And I am so grateful to them for all their help with the clients that I've had, because when I came into this, it was off of my weight loss journey. And all I knew as a trainer was, let me just show you how to lose weight, you know, like do this, do that. I had no idea about how all these other things impacted that entire ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad that we were able to find something to kind of get you back to where you need to be, which is really exciting, by the way. So can you tell us what those differences were? Because I know obviously you still have endo, you know, you still have fibroids, but what has the change been in your cycle and just overall dealing with that?
Absolutely. So with my endo, I have stage 4 endo. I've had, like I said, 4 surgeries. My last surgery, I was actually going to an RE, a reproductive endocrinologist, and she was the one who told me, did you know you have fibroids? No, I didn't. I was like, I thought I was dealing with enough with my endo. What?
Oh my God.
And that was, I think, either 20 or 21, something like that. And so having a surgery in 22, it was interesting. When I had my surgery in 2022, I had been two years a vegetarian. Being a vegetarian was my thing to like kind of slow down having to have my surgery. And then I came out of that surgery and I was like, give me some chicken salad because, and it was chicken salad. It wasn't too crazy, but it was still chicken salad. Because I was like, I have the surgery anyway. So being where I'm at today, so my endo honestly comes back so quick. And the pain is, I'm one of those people who have stage four and my pain is present. If anybody knows anything about endo, your stage level does not mean your pain level. You could have stage four and not feel a thing, or feel it, you know, only around your period, or only around your period. But for me, my pain is prominent during my actual period. Present, like full on present around my ovulation. Like it's pretty much every other week, there's some type of pain. And yeah. Bloating was one of my biggest issues. I didn't even realize it was an issue until I started working with you. But I just thought like, okay, like this is just me. Like I have a stomach now. I never realized that this was, no, you are bloating all the time. Mm-hmm. And my fibroid symptoms, couldn't even tell you because I didn't know that they were present because my endo symptoms were right, so present. Right. And I've been living with them since I was 25. So all of these things were kind of normal for me. Basically, every other week, only one week of being pain-free. I took 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. Yeah. And when I say like, that's throughout my ovulation, that's throughout my period. And that's, you know, a couple of times a day, like that was what my life had been. Since I work with you, I may have like some hard days, you know, first and second day, but after that, we're done. There were times where I'm like, oh, my period. Okay, it's here. Because yeah. my pain is almost non-existent to what it has been before. Like I know now my bloating, I may have had like one or two cups of coffee since I've had the hormonal fast. Like I am such a ginger tea, turmeric tea girl now.
Welcome to the club, girl.
Like I am such a tea girl. Like even when I've met friends for like coffee and stuff, I'm like, oh, just get a ginger tea, just in case there was a little bit of bloating, a little anything that wants to pop up, let me come back.
We're just gonna knock that out real quick.
Yeah, the bloating is non-existent. You know, I know this somewhat, well, no, this falls on the hormonal thing, but, you know, one of the things that I physically can see different, I don't have a mom pooch, I don't have children, but I call it my little fertility pooch because it's where I had to give myself all my shots for IVF. And my little fertility pooch is not down. Crazy.
That has been a huge, huge improvement.
Yes. Yes. It's like, it's crazy. Like I don't recognize my body, and not just physically, like the way I actually feel in my body, my ovulation pain. Like I can still tell when I'm ovulating, but the pain is not what I felt before. Like I think back even when like my first few, you know, cycles when, you know, I first started, I think the very first one where I didn't feel pain, it was absolutely in my check-in. Like, no, I didn't feel a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's been multiple, like, periods where I didn't even take any ibuprofen.
Like, yeah. You said that in one of your check-ins.
Yes.
You were like, yeah. I didn't take anything this whole time. And I'm like,
Mm-mm.
That's a big deal.
And so to have that, and just to kind of go back, so I did the hormonal fast, and it's probably been, what, 2 or so weeks now?
Yeah, like two weeks.
2 or so weeks. And so that came about because my body just kind of went crazy and decided it didn't want to have a period for 54 days.
Craziness.
And because again, you know, the body is still the body. And even when you're doing right by your body, especially when you have these, you know, reproductive issues, there are things that are just happening. And so I'm so grateful because we were just about to redo testing and things like that. And so you guys recommended that we try the hormonal fast, and where I went from like 54 days, I think the very next one, like once I started, it started like right in the middle and it was 27 days. And so it's been amazing to just even see what, like when you really are working with the right people and they're giving you the things that are meant for your body and actually taking your body into account, not just giving you some cookie cutter program process, like the things that are really made for you, what your body, like how your body actually reacts to it. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm still going to always throw it back to you and say that it's all you. You know, because if you hadn't been committed to this process, we just wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
When I told, I know Tanisha has mentioned the hormonal fast a ton of different times throughout the podcast, and you guys may not understand exactly what that is, but it's a kind of newer process that myself and my functional RD have been taking some clients through, especially when they're missing periods. So think about PCOS, endometriosis, even fibroids. And I think I presented this idea in one of our monthly meetings, and everyone's face was just so turned up. Like, ain't no way. Like, I wouldn't be doing that. You can skip me for that. Some people didn't even come to the meeting because it was about that. Tanisha was there with a notepad. Tanisha was like, so what is it? Writing down, right? And that's the mindset that you need for things like this to work, because my team and I can get together, we can have all the meetings about you, about your lab work, about, but if we put together the most perfect plan and you don't follow it, you know, nothing happens. So major kudos to you, because going through a hormonal fast is not easy.
Yeah, it was not. It was like, it made a reset feel like a regular weekend.
Right. She was like, how do I come off this fast? I was like, well, you kind of can go into a little bit of a reset. Okay. All right. So I want to ask you what advice you would give to someone who is just starting out. I know there's somebody listening and they're going, good for her. That's amazing. I don't know if I can do this. So talk to old Tanisha.
I was just going to say, well, first of all, I am you, me, you, same. I mean, there's so many podcasts and things that I listened to before, testimonials, even when I joined with Cookie, like watching like her other, you know, client highlights and things. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Like, I don't know that that will be my story. Like, I'm good, but I don't know that that will be my story. But I think kind of like what I mentioned before, you take one day at a time. Like, you ask the questions. I mean, one of the things my mom always taught me was you don't know until you ask. So ask a lot of questions. If you're joining a program like this, make sure that you're getting your money's worth. Like, are you asking questions? I think one of the things that helped me is so many times when I did other programs, I did just what the programs were, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I just participated in the program. This is something different. This is, when I say an absolute lifestyle change, it's a lifestyle change, because those first few weeks, it was all about me realizing, how are you going to make this happen with your life, with your schedule? And I think when I started to look at it from that perspective, it was, okay, this isn't cookie cutter to anybody else. What does Tanisha need to be able to function and to navigate and be successful in this process? And once I started thinking that way, it allowed me to ask better questions to you, right? It was, okay, Cookie, I have this event that's coming up. It's going to be 3.5 days. And when I say 3.5 days, I'm going to be at the building from 5:45 a.m. until 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. How in the world am I going to do all of this? And then I'm still like, okay, well, I have a half day on this day, so I can go and get a workout. And you're like, can you go to sleep? Can you get some
rest? Right. I was hoping that you quoted me correctly. Yes.
Can you sit down, actually? Can you not? And so being able to be honest with you throughout the process as well, like saying like, Cookie, I'm tired. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, mm-hmm. I am just tired. So that way you can evaluate what's going on. So being honest with yourself about where you're at, and then being honest with the professional that you're working with is like, it's going to make a world of difference. But beyond that, like you tell me all the time, it's the work that I put in and I receive it. I'm receiving it. Mm-hmm. And so that means that you have to actually put the work in. Like I said, go to the gym awkward. Look lost in the grocery store because you have no idea what you're about to do. Like, you make the list and there may be things on there that you aren't used to purchasing. I mean, I think even when I got the hormonal fast, I asked you so many questions because I was like, I don't even know what this is. Cooking, like, I don't cook like this. Like, y'all, and I've never been an egg person. Y'all, I had a poached egg. I was like,
Julie. There was a lot going on, guys. There was a lot happening.
But like, even down to the hormonal fast, right? There are some recipes that, I mean, I have shared with my friends. I'm like, y'all have to try this. This is good. Mm-hmm. And so opening your mind to things that are honestly just different, it goes a long way. So navigating through what feels uncomfortable, getting out of your way and doing things that are just different. And then honestly, just keep pushing. There are going to be days where you are just, you're not tired. I mean, you're tired, but you're not that tired. You just get up. Just, just do it, because on the other side, it's going to absolutely be worth it. I mean, there have been many a workouts where I'm like, all right, I pushed through that one. I mean, I got through.
Listen, whatever you got to do, some workouts I put on a sermon to this day. Yes. To this day. I'm not talking about newbie stuff. I'm talking about till this day, I will put on a sermon. Y'all might think I'm in there listening to something crazy. And it's a whole sermon in my ear. Because I'm going to need something outside of myself.
Exactly.
To get through this.
Exactly. And then I will also say, while milestones aren't things that you can like base your success on, but they are beneficial, because, you know, I had some fun milestones throughout. Like, we had a Beyonce concert to get to. And let me tell you how my check-in's going with Cookie. I'm like, Cookie, when should I buy clothes? Because I can't buy them a month ahead of time. I don't know what I'm going to wear. Like, I don't know what size I'm going to be.
Every time we're trying to figure it out, we're trying to predict. I remember that, because I went back and I was like, okay, your normal pace, like your normal rate of weight loss is this, and your normal loss of inches is this. Like, we can predict that maybe it'll be this. We really got deep into it.
Yes. And the Beyonce concert was amazing. It was everything I hoped for.
You look so good. She sent me pictures. I was like, Tanisha is doing the thing. So here we are. And look, I'm trying not to cry, but is so incredible to just see you here. I mean, 6 months ago was not that long ago. Months is not a long time. For you to have like this huge life change in a shorter period of time, and to have seen you grow through all these changes, is just an honor for me, honestly, to get to witness it, that you chose to work with me, that you even trusted me in this process, because I'm just some girl on the internet that you don't know, you know? So for you to have
trusted me. I knew you were going to do right by me. I knew you were going to do right by me.
Okay, but at the end of the day, right? Like the facts. I was just some girl on the internet who lost weight, you know, and you trusted me, you trusted the process. And now you're reaping the benefits of that. And we're going into a maintenance phase.
I know.
Which is crazy. So
I know.
What is maintenance going to look like for you now that you have kind of gotten to your goal? And then what are going to be your strategies long term to keep the weight off?
Absolutely. Kind of one of the things that, you know, I've been putting in my check-ins, you know, I'm terrified. Like, again, this is the new stage, right? The same way that I went into the gym, awkward and terrified. Like, I'm now going into this maintenance phase, honestly, a little scared, because I don't want to, again, go back. But I know. So one of the messages that I just sent to Cookie, was it yesterday or the day before?
I think it was yesterday. Yeah.
I told her, so my first week off of the fast, I mean, honestly, it was like straight Bambi legs. Like, I was like, I don't know what to do out here in the real world. What am I supposed to do? And it was like, you know, again, not that you have had all of these months of exactly what to do, but I'm terrified, right? Because half the time, it's all the mind. Like, it's all a mindset thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so what I ended up doing, and we've talked about this before, is over the weekend, I actually had a date and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna allow myself to just enjoy this weekend. I'm gonna enjoy the weekend. And I ate well. Like, I still, again, I'm really good at portions. So that's actually been one great thing that I've learned. Like, I can actually eye food now and be like, that's a cup. Mm-mm. I'm not eating all of that. Like,
yep.
So it's made it a lot easier for me to be able to enjoy, like, still enjoy life. So this weekend, I enjoyed life. I had a glass of wine. You know, like, I just enjoy life. I was not, you know, going crazy or anything like that. But I think the fact that I was still consistent, like, I still did my workouts and things like that. And so, you know, watching the scale and seeing that, I'm like, okay, you're fine, Tanisha. These are the same things, like, the way that you lived the last few months, you're not going to revert everything that you just did for the last 30 days in the hormonal fast.
Yeah.
So what that allowed me to do is over the weekend of just being able to, like, be a human again, Monday, I'm like, all right, workout, grab your shake, plan your day. Like, I was like right back in my Fitness Pal. Like, it was, you know, the first few days again. And it felt fun again. Cause I was like, I remember how to do this again. Mm-hmm. And so that's been new. And so the message that I sent over, it was kind of that aha moment of me really understanding you have really shifted your mind. Like, you really have. So now as I'm navigating what this maintenance phase really looks like, it's living, like, it's really living out everything that has happened the last few months. I mean, honestly, like, I understand calorie intake, even the, you know, the macros, like, I mean, on a small scale, I'm not on a cookie scale. Like, I'm on a Tanisha scale. Let me just say, I know enough about my body to understand what I can intake and what I can't. And I think the important part is kind of the same thing, like Cookie mentioned. I'm actually, matter of fact, I have a notebook right here just in case we said anything else. I'm not lying. It's
my place. I know you and your notebooks. I already know you. I told y'all she had a notebook at that meeting.
But I'm completely understanding that, like, there are going to be things that I'm still learning in through this process. So I'm still going to ask you questions. So that way I'm making sure. I mean, I think that's even half of what my check-ins were saying. We're just being like, I don't know if I'm doing this right. Is this the way? And it's like, okay, you're okay. You're fine. Talk yourself off the ledge. Keep doing your workouts, making sure that we're still making the, you know, the walks, the cardio, still a focus. And honestly, just keep doing the things that allowed you to get here. And so, yeah. And just live, like, really live life. It's okay.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. People need to know that they can still live during this process and mm-hmm. in the maintenance phase. Like that's, if you're not still living, whatever you did,
we need to change the approach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's where I'm at. Like everything that I've done since March is sustainable. Like even down to the hormonal fast, like it was 30 days. Was it hard? Absolutely. Absolutely. But there are things that I can take away, not just the recipes, but there are things like one thing that it with the hormonal fast that it really taught me is how eating in certain ways around my cycle is beneficial. And so I'm like, okay, this is something I can absolutely take into account in like my everyday like process. Like, okay, like these are probably some rich in protein, rich in iron things that I need to make sure that I'm focusing on around my actual period, like all these things. So yeah.
You got it. You got it. That's all I can say is you really, really got it. And I, you know, I'm really glad that we have some time left together also to kind of make sure that we're still coaching you through maintenance. And don't ever feel like you, you know, have to fully graduate for anybody who's out there.
I don't want to.
You don't have to. You know, you can go into alumni or something like that. Or if you want to do, you know, a smaller program, we can always do that. But until you feel good and you feel sure, you know, I'll be here.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I appreciate it. Here.
So thank you so much. We made it.
I know. I am so proud of us because there have been many a times where I could hear it in your voice and during a check-in and an eye to it.
I saw you earlier. Your eyes looked watery. I was like, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. But anyway, thank you again so much for being here. Thank you for sharing your story. To all of the listeners, I hope that this episode really resonates with you, whether you're listening or you're watching on YouTube. I hope that you will come back to this episode and even re-listen to it because there are some really great things that Tanisha said that I think are really going to be beneficial for people who are at that beginning stage. And of course, you know, we wish you the absolute best. I'll see you all the time, but you know, we wish you the best. I cannot wait. I actually have a meeting with our team in just a few minutes and I'm going to give them an update on you. They're going to be so excited.
I can't wait. And so, I mean, I will tell you this, like, I know we kind of threw it around and I can't remember if it was in the message or check-in, but I am absolutely going to be doing a photo shoot very, very soon. Yes. And so, I cannot wait to share the photos. So, I'll keep you posted. I'm trying to figure out my schedule. So,
You guys, she's doing a photo shoot to celebrate this huge accomplishment. Yeah. I cannot wait to see the pictures. I'm posting the pictures. Like, I don't even know. I was going to say, I hope you'll let me share that. I'm posting them. I feel like everyone needs to see. But thank you guys so much for watching or tuning in to listening to this week's episode of Worth the Wait. Remember, if this episode or any of our episodes have helped you, please consider leaving us a 5-star review. And I will see you guys next time.